From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama moved to reassure NASA employees he remains 100% committed to the mission of the space agency. The president's remarks come as the administration outlines its plans for the future with the planned end of the shuttle program later this year.
We will ramp up robotic exploration of the solar system, including a probe of the sun's atmosphere, new scouting missions to Mars and other destinations, and an advanced telescope to follow Hubble, allowing us to peer deeper into the universe than ever before.
Mr. Obama also told workers at the Kennedy Space Center the U.S. will send astronauts to an asteroid and there will be a manned mission to Mars by the mid-2030s. There are concerns Florida's economy could be hurt by thousands of jobs that would end when the space shuttle program concludes. Researchers say there is a silver lining to higher energy costs. Greenhouse gas emissions are down. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has more.
The Environmental Protection Agency says greenhouse gas emissions dropped about 3% between 2007 and 2008. The main reason for the cut in pollution was high gasoline prices. They deterred motorists from fueling up. A cut in electricity use also contributed. That, too, was due largely to higher energy costs. Still, greenhouse gas pollution levels were 14% higher in 2008 than they were 20 years ago. That's even though, under the first President Bush, the U.S. pledged to reduce global warming pollution to 1990 levels by 2000. President Obama and congressional Democrats support new legislation that would require slashing greenhouse gas pollution over the next few decades. But so far, those plans are stalled in the Senate. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
New government data on industrial production is showing growth for the ninth straight month, but as NPR's Charles Snyder reports, it fell short of expectations.
The new report from the Federal Reserve shows that industrial production posted moderate growth last month. Overall, industrial activity climbed 0.1%. The manufacturing sector led the way. There were widespread gains in industries that produced durable goods. But manufacturing's 0.9% increase could not overcome a more than 6% slip in utilities output. Utilities had enjoyed a big boost from harsh weather over the winter, but a warmer spring has cut into demand for heating. Even though March's gains turned out to be the smallest since October, industrial output has been consistently positive. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
More good earnings news from, among others, giant package shipper UPS, along with that uptick in factory production in March, helped to send stocks higher for a sixth straight day. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 21 points to end the session at 11,144. The Nasdaq closed up 10 points at 2,515. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained a point to close at 1,211. This is NPR. After rallying earlier this week at the site of the original Boston Tea Party, so-called Tea Party activists marked Tax Day with a trip to Washington today. The grassroots anti-tax, anti-big government movement marched through Washington's Freedom Plaza carrying signs with slogans such as "Don't Tread on Me" and wearing T-shirts with April 15th emblazoned on them. The Tea Party Express began its cross-country rally several weeks ago with a rally in Nevada. There are also similar rallies being held in other locations across the U.S. today, including Illinois and Texas. New York City and its teachers union have agreed to end the infamous rubber rooms where suspended teachers can wait for years until their cases are resolved while still receiving a paycheck. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports.
About 550 teachers currently report for duty at temporary reassignment centers, offices known as rubber rooms, where they do nothing but sit. The teachers have been accused of incompetence or misconduct, but because of tenure protections, they can't be fired without a hearing. And in the meantime, the city doesn't want them working in classrooms. So teachers wait in limbo while collecting their salaries at a cost to the city of more than $30 million a year. Under the new agreement, suspended teachers will work in administrative offices and other non-teaching duties starting in September. The city has also agreed to hire more arbitrators in order to speed up the lengthy hearing process and help close the rubber rooms by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.
Key voice in the civil rights movement has been silenced. Benjamin Hooks, who for 16 years championed minority rights as the executive director of the NAACP, died at his home in Memphis. Benjamin Hooks was 85 years old. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.